I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 6th. Several candidates have already taken out nomination papers for this year's Quincy City election. School committee members Emily Lebo, Courtney Perdios, and Doug Guttrow are running for re-election. And Elizabeth Speakman has also indicated she will be a candidate. City councilors Ian Kane, William Harris, and Noel DeBona have also taken out papers, as has Steve Perdios for the Ward 2 council seat. Perdios is the husband of Courtney Perdios. Papers are due in the city clerk's office by July 27th. There is no mayoral race in Quincy this year. 24-year-old Tyler McLean of Weymouth will remain behind bars for stabbing three men outside of Rags Tavern in Quincy Points in the early morning hours of April 25th. A judge deemed McLean dangerous this week and ordered him to remain held without bail until a June 2nd court date. Three 21-year-old men were hospitalized with serious injuries after that attack. McLean faces attempted murder charges. Truck drivers for Shaw's and Star Market supermarkets are back on the job. The drivers returned to work yesterday as the Teamsters Union prepares to return to the bargaining table with the grocery store chain to resume contract negotiations. The 70 drivers and mechanics went on strike on Monday. They've been working without a contract since October. CVS is now accepting walk-ins for COVID-19 vaccinations. Pharmacy chain announced that all of its locations in Massachusetts that have been offering vaccines by appointment will now accept walk-ins. Free boating safety courses are being offered at the Housneck Community Center inside Manet Community Health Center in Quincy beginning this Saturday. The Quincy Police Marine Unit says 12 spots are available on a first-come, first-served basis on May 8th, 15th, and 22nd. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., register online through the State Environmental Police website. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 6th.